The Edgewood event is one of 20 that took place on college campuses across the country. The goal was to see whether debate watchers who turn off the spinmeisters come away with a clearer sense of the candidate's message than people who listen to post-debate analysis from experts. In Madison, the event drew mostly supporters of John Kerry. Before the debate began, Edgewood communications professor Michael Corrigan set the tone for the spinless debate.
Tonight is the night for us to avoid being told what to think, and a chance to analyze our own thoughts, opinions, and feelings regarding the election of a man we hope will represent all of us, not just a few of us.
Following the debate, people gathered in small groups to rate the candidate's performance and talk about whether what they heard might affect their vote.
I felt that he came across as more sincere and a lot warmer than Kerry did, who seemed fairly aloof and cold.
That's 20-year-old Kate Stewart, a member of the Edgewood College Republicans. She says President Bush won the debate by coming across as both warmer and more confident. But 53-year-old Madison realtor Janet Johnson sees it differently.
I think John Kerry was definitely more eloquent and you know, as far as a debate goes, the technique and all of that for sure.
But Johnson says Kerry's victory in this debate won't change her vote. She's a lifelong Republican, and she'll be voting for President Bush. She says the threat of terrorism makes a change in the White House now too dangerous.
There is some instability introduced when you change leadership, no matter what. And I think he's done an admirable job. I don't think anyone could have done better under the circumstances as far as the 9/11 and the way he responded and the things we've done since.
But most who attended last night's event were Kerry supporters when they came and were even more strongly in his camp when they left. Madison consultant Buck Rhyme says Kerry did a good job of refuting the president's charge that he's a flip-flopper.
I think he did serious damage to this myth that he waffles on things and doesn't know what's going on. I think he did a great job there. And in fact, his opponent seemed to only be a single issue thing. He kept coming back to this idea this guy changes his mind. And I thought it got very old and went from being a weakness on the part of Kerry to a weakness on the part of the president.
Like others at last night's event, Rhyme says he liked watching the debate without media commentary. But he says he's looking forward to comparing his own evaluation with the spin he knows the media will give it.
Oh, I'm going to dine and read the paper in the morning and listen to you guys. You bet. I want to hear what you guys got to say. You know, there's no question about it. I got to wait, you know. But I don't need it right now.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.